Kidnappers released a total of 7 hostages yesterday, raising hopes for other foreigners held hostage by insurgents in Iraq. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Richard Myers tells NPR that the status quo in Fallujah and other insurgent-controlled cities is, quote, unacceptable. He is sending a strong signal that the U.S. and Iraqi forces will drive insurgents from the city. But General Myers argues that in the end, any answer to the Sunni insurgency has to involve a political solution, as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
With between 60 and 70 daily attacks on U.S. and Iraqi forces, September has been one of the deadliest months for U.S. troops in Iraq. White House officials have pinned much of the latest violence on terrorists and foreign fighters, as President Bush continues to call Iraq the central front in the war on terrorism. But U.S. military commanders for months have stressed that most resistance in Iraq is homegrown. General John Abizaid this weekend put the number of foreign fighters in Iraq at below 1,000. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Richard Myers agrees, telling NPR the biggest menace in Iraq remains former Saddam Hussein supporters in the Sunni heartland.
The biggest threat inside Iraq are the former regime elements, the Ba'athists, and that's why you see the violence where you see it.
About 50% of American deaths are still caused by relatively simple homemade roadside bombs, a dark art Saddam's former military and intelligence men seem to have perfected. But while General Myers concedes that foreign fighters are limited in number, they are having big successes spreading violence and propaganda. Topping the list is Jordanian extremist Musab al-Zarqawi's network, which the U.S. continues to attack in Fallujah with airstrikes. General Myers believes Zarqawi is behind the high-profile beheadings and most suicide bombings.
There's not much evidence to support Iraqis involved in suicide operations. It's counter their culture. They've had a relatively secular society, so this doesn't compute. We know of one Iraqi in a vehicle-borne explosive improvised device, but the rest have been probably outsiders. So while small in number, they fight bigger than that number.
Officials in Baghdad and Washington insist elections will go ahead as planned in January, despite the continued bloodshed. Prior to any vote, many analysts believe the interim Iraqi government, backed by the U.S., will have to violently assert control of insurgent-dominated cities such as Fallujah and Ramadi. General Myers knows that any short-term military gain by a U.S.-led push into these densely populated areas could result in large numbers of civilian casualties that in turn could push more ordinary Iraqis into the ranks of the insurgents.
You could be successful militarily and create a lot more enemies through that action. So all that has to go into the calculus. And yet, other things you have to put in the calculus is that Iraqis do respect force and they respect people who use force and they don't respect weakness.
General Myers and other military leaders argue that any wider military counterinsurgency fight has to work in concert with political and economic efforts to reach out to moderate Sunnis while simultaneously crushing Zarqawi.
The Zarqawi and his associates, we cannot leave them in Iraq. They have to be dealt with in any case. There are probably former regime elements who are taking up arms against the coalition that might, given a political future and given an economic future, might decide to be part of a new Iraq. So it's a very delicate balance.
But the political efforts in Fallujah anyway, including the now disbanded Fallujah Brigade, have proved disastrous. Myers says Iyad Alawi, the U.S.-backed interim prime minister, and American field commanders are actively weighing their options against these no-go zones. Military analyst and retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner questions why these resistance strongholds aren't retaken immediately.
Let's wait 60 days while the bad guys have a chance to entrench themselves, while they have a chance to plant explosive devices, while they have a chance to get more ready before we attack. If we're going to do the heavy lifting, we're going to have to get it done before the election in Iraq in January. It boggles my mind why we're not doing something right now.
Gardner worries that the White House is micromanaging military decisions in Fallujah and other Iraqi cities. General Myers wouldn't discuss future operations, but he made clear that the solution to the Fallujah problem will likely begin with military force.
Not to get ahead in terms of future operations, but the situation in Fallujah cannot remain status quo. It's unacceptable. So we'll work through that with the Iraqis in the lead.
For Iraqis to truly take the lead, General Myers concedes that Iraqis need military leaders to build a workable chain of command overseeing the fledgling Iraqi security system. that effort continues to hit major snags. U.S. forces recently ousted a senior commander with the new American-trained Iraqi National Guard in troubled Diyala province. Former Ba'athist Brigadier General Talib Lahibi was arrested for suspected ties to local insurgents. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.